And now, a BDO Radio original production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 5. Sleep. It is a very important part of any life form's existence. Without it, a life form's central processing unit, often known as the brain, will not be able to conserve the energy required to perform its duties, and the organ will eventually begin slowing down and failing. Sleep is something none of our crew has had the chance to experience yet since they departed the Earth 39 hours ago. Since the beginning of the voyage, only Haley has experienced something close to sleep, and because he is now no longer with our crew and heading in an unknown direction after escaping from the Supreme Pimp's headquarters, no one else has had a single minute of sleep on the ship. After the failed surprise attack attempt by Gino LaCopa, our unrested crew is now trying to gather information about Gino's new business structure in order to anticipate any future maneuvers that could be executed to assassinate Dwayne and Buster. As time goes forward, each and every single task is growing more and more difficult.
Eddie, did you trace the coordinates Gino went after escaping?
Yo, man, Captain Man, no, I didn't.
Why not?
You know, I just didn't, man.
But Eddie, why?
Dude, I don't know, man, I think I'm tired.
Yo, me too, I'm like recovering from shrooms, man, I'm wasted.
Damn it! Sven! Sven? Sven!
Yo, Captain Man, can't you see?
No, I'm resting my eyes.
Yo, Sven is asleep.
Well, Buster, can you pull up any data from Gino's ship?
Well, Dwayne, there's this one chunk that we...
That we... Buster! Buster!
Sorry, man, Captain. What was, I...
Yeah, you were telling about the charts that we...
Yo, Eddie!
Oh, sorry, man. Yeah, Buster!
Man, sorry. Anyway, Dwayne, all we know is in which direction he left in. We don't know the exact coordinates. Dwayne? Dwayne!
Hi. Sorry. Window cleaning Ensign Duval, reporting for duty.
Window cleaning? Your captain.
Okay, look. Stop the ship. Just stop.
Yo, what is it, man?
Look, this is not only wasting our time, but it's also getting dangerous.
Man, good call. I'm going for some shut-eye.
Yo, man, me too. I think I'm... man, I think that acid totally fucking drained me, man.
Okay, and I'll be looking at some carrot...
They were too tired to wonder about Haley. Haley is presently having issues with the Shipment and Transportation Authority's commission of the Blue Line Zone. His shuttle has been identified as a suspect ship, and two officer shuttles are approaching him for questioning.
Unidentified shuttle, slow your speed and submit to inspection.
Man, I'm like just passing through, man.
Well, my name is Officer Johnson, and I'm here on behalf of the Blue Line Zone Shipment and Transportation Authority's Commission. You've been scanned as a suspect ship, and we need to perform a more extensive analysis.
Man, it's like because I'm not carrying anything on me, man.
This is Officer Thornton. I'm the one who's gonna scan your ship. It's a routine procedure, please don't be offended.
Man, I'm not, man. Go ahead and scan me.
Our preliminary analysis shows that your course is set for coordinates N5374, T7765, DD4233.55. Is this right?
Man.
What for?
Man, I'm going there for like business, man.
Must be important. You know how far you've got to go, huh?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man.
Okay, then. Scan is clean. Carry on, sir.
Thanks, man. Phew, man. Luckily, they didn't scan the cockpit, man. I had my crack in my pockets, man. I need a rock right about now.
Pimpotronic were an aggressive company. After their failed experiment at the first robotic prostitute, which ended in bloodshed of thousands of innocents, they quickly put their best minds together and brought up a new concept. A fully automated miniature space station that offered simulations of sex so real, test subjects couldn't tell it apart from the real thing. This new station concept, called the AutoSex 3500, was not only said to boost Pimpatronic's stock, but it was also said to be the revolution in a new type of very safe sex. From service to luxury, these units have been equipped with all. Convenient docking, free alcohol, simple network-based payments, and the best of the best sex simulation halls one could ever wish for. Above all this, the AutoSex 3500 was designed to offer courteous and pleasant service, making a contrast from the ElectroPimp's cold and direct approach. The AutoSex 3500 space stations had just been put out on the market. Although there were very few of them, by pure coincidence, the NSS 421 was just headed for one of them as the crew neared the 6 hours of sleep while drifting on autopilot.
Alert! Autopilot course will be adjusted to avoid object.
Computer, what is this object?
Compact Space Station AS3500-B55.
Dwayne! What's going on, man?
The autopilot had to avoid something and buzzed us.
What are we avoiding?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't recognize that particular type of station.
A station? Hey, Dwayne is buzzing us.
Buster, take it.
This is Buster Waltrick of the NSS 421. What's up?
Hello, dear space traveler.
Is this recorded?
Welcome.
It looks like...
to the AutoSex 3500. The only virtual sex hall space station in the zone. Our prices are affordable, and our experiences, fantastic, wet, arousing, and orgasmic. Come now, come to the AutoSex 3500 and fulfill your fantasy. Let our hall system detect your needs and bring you what we crave.
AutoSex. Interesting.
Man, that's new. Kinda cool too, though.
You wanna go?
Nah. You wanna go? Why didn't I even ask that?
Well, yeah, exactly. I'll be back in a few.
Sure, take your time. We're off for the day.
As the crew had just awoken to this little incident, none of them were aware of the fact that a pack of Uber crackheads began following them from a far, safe distance hours ago and were closing in to only a few minutes of the NSS 421. It has been well known that Uber crackheads are able to sense any form of crack from a good distance, even if the substance is stored well within the decks of a starship. To make matters worse for regular crack dealers, as time went on, Uber crack cargoes were becoming less numerous because no one wanted to manipulate such a dangerous substance with dangerous customers, and Uber crackheads had no choice but to chase down regular crack cargoes when in desperate need. Buster, unaware of this, has launched a shuttle for the AutoSex 3500 station.
Thank you for your payment.
You're welcome. Now,
please enter the hall on your right, labeled number 3A.
Okay.
Welcome. I'm your automated hall hostess. I will now detect your needs and propose to you what I think you'll like. If you dislike what I propose, you can always refuse and ask for something else. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Begin gender detection. You are a male.
Wow. Good guess. I'm glad you got that right.
The system has detected that you are a homosexual male that enjoys it rough and brutal. You often...
No, hey, wait, I refuse that.
You, beginning or gender, listen, you are a female.
What? Are you okay?
Female, you are a heterosexual female. You are a heterosexual female who enjoys it both in holes as in, with big, large, sweaty ogres. You enjoy big, large, sweaty ogres. You, female.
Yo, what the fuck? I refuse!
Thank you. You have accepted... Accepted. You have begin program.
What? No, hey! Hey, I refuse! It's a stupid machine! Can you hear me?
Meat! Come here, you hot woman! Do it hard with me!
Ah, man! I refuse! I refuse! Stop program!
Come! Come, why you not wanna play? Come here, lady. Me put pecker in meat.
Man, help, man. You're broken, man. End program, man.
Maybe you woman that like to play hard to get. Me wanna play. Come here.
Man, stay away from me, man.
Run, I catch you. This is fun. I catch woman.
While the crew believe Haley is still purging Buster's sentence, Haley is in fact approaching his final destination after almost 7 hours of constant flying.
Man, finally, man. I need a rock right about now, man.
Man.
X-15 to approaching shuttle. Identify yourself.
Ring, man. I can't hear you, man.
Identify yourself.
Oh, man. Sorry, man. I'm Commander Haley from the NSS 421. Request permission for docking, man.
Sure, but only if you have the code.
The code, man. Hang on, man. I have it somewhere. I should have had that rock after all this, man.
Whenever you're ready.
Here it is, man.
Wow, fascinating. You have the code right. You're welcome to dock.
Man, thanks, man.
You know, you're our first visitor in a long time.
Cool, man. I can't wait.
Back at the NSS 421, the 7 Uber crackhead shuttles are closing in to only a few seconds away.
Yo, Captain!
What is it?
7! I repeat, 7 incoming shuttles!
Identity?
Unknown, yo! Should we turn weapons on?
Yes! I bet those are Geno's shuttles again!
Captain! The tiny battleship beeping!
Beeping?
Yo, they're buzzing us!
This is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 421. What do you want?
Don't worry. We're harmless.
Who are you?
We're a bunch of girls from Elentra B.
Elentra B?
Isn't that the planet where if they don't have sex every day, they fucking die?
Yes!
Please, we need your help. We got caught in space for too long, and we're going to die if you don't.
If we don't.
If you don't, please us. Sexually. Have sex with us. Plus, anyway, we're starting to run out of air.
How do I know this is not a trick?
Well, look, our shuttles are unarmed.
Yeah, she's got a point, Captain. Plus, man, Captain, I could use a little up and down if you know what I mean.
Okay, Eddie. You want them? They're yours. Girls!
Yes.
Dock at Bay C. That should fit your 7 shuttles.
Thank you. Here we come.
Okay, Captain, I'll be going to do the, welcome committee, if you know what I mean.
Enjoy yourself, Eddie.
Oh, man, you bet I sure will, man.
Sven, there's 7 hot ladies down there craving sex for their lives. Aren't you one bit interested?
No, Captain. I stay here, very busy playing Battleship with you.
But the game's on pause.
Battleship have no pause.
True.
Captain, you don't want the female tiny battleship drivers.
Sven, I'm married, man. Actually, I think that's a good thing. I used to be like Buster. Damn, that's dangerous.
Yo, Captain, man! Shit, man! It was a trick, man!
What do you mean, Eddie?
Yeah, those 7 shuttles were driven by Uber crackheads! I'm in the docking bay trying to hold them off with security, y'all!
Hell! That chick was an Uber crackhead?
No, man! They were using a holo projection software! There are no chicks on these shuttles, man! Hang on, Captain!
Eddie! I'm sending you all the backup you can get! I'll go get Buster out of that station right the fuck now!
Dwayne ran right to his shuttle bay and took off for the Auto Sex 3500. Meanwhile, Eddie and 12 security guards are holding off the 7 crackheads who surprise boarded the NSS 421.
Yo, fall back, man! These fuckers are of the more rugged type! Ensign, do you know how to kill these things? Yeah, well, we sort of gotta chop their fucking heads off or something.
Two down. It'll be a few till they get back. Hold them off.
Yeah, I gotcha. Man, we need explosives. Get Abdullah here.
As Buster is about to receive the loving manhood shaft of an ogre several inches up his rear end, Dwayne enters the station, trying to stop Buster's ongoing program.
Please, this is an emergency. You have to end this program now.
We are sorry, but ongoing programs cannot be interrupted.
But listen, you don't get it. It's a matter of life or death. I order you to end the damn program.
We are sorry, but ongoing programs cannot.
What the?
Hello?
Buster!
Dwayne, man, thank God!
Buster, quick, help me push this door open! Men, why did the power go out?
You mean it wasn't you?
No!
Well, fuck, man, thank God! I was just about to get ass-raped by a fucking drooling homo ogre!
What?
Just don't ask, man, I'm fucking traumatized. Pass me a flashlight, I can't see in here.
Here!
So what's going on?
Well, we're being ambushed by Uber crackheads. I came to get you out of here because we might have to zip out of the area fast.
Uber crackheads?
Yeah, and man, I wonder what caused this autosex station to shut down like that.
Dude, get the guys to use Abdullah's crystals on those Uber crackheads.
Those won't work on them.
Sure they will. I told Abdullah to make the compound similar to crack in certain aspects. It doesn't just look like crack.
It feels like crack?
Exactly.
Come on, and fast.
Abdullah, the engineer of our crew, is a man that was hired by Dwayne after he had been fired from a law firm he worked at. Abdullah did not fit the world of law very well. When cases would turn against him, he would show up after a short recess, strapped in explosives, threatening to blow up the courtroom if the jury did not dismiss his case. Overlooking the fact that Abdullah sometimes has insane terrorism ideas that almost succeed, he has been an efficient worker for the NSS 421 and has seemingly found his place in the galaxy. After the initial drug delivery by the large starship 46 hours ago, Buster had proposed Abdullah a challenge. Create explosive crystals that looked and felt like crack. Abdullah agreed, but only on one condition, that he would get to see his crystals in action on any infidels that crossed his path. Abdullah considered Uber crackheads as infidels, and they had to die. This was his moment of glory. The whole crew is now standing outside the entrance of Docking Bay C and are trying to hold off the 7 uninvited Uber crackheads.
Captain, take crystals! Throw them in direction of infidels!
Okay!
Die, infidels!
Yo, they saw that!
Buster, stop firing! They're going for it!
Yo, you're kidding me, man!
No, I'm not!
Wow, who's gonna clean that up?
We have cleaners! Don't worry! Enjoy the exploding Uber crackheads!
You stupid infidels! Die!
Yes, Abdullah, yes!
Yo, man, they really are stupid. They don't learn. They just keep smoking the stuff, not realizing it just blew their friends' heads off.
Shh, hold, Eddie.
What is it, Dwayne?
The infidels are dead. Deliver me to Allah.
Wait, Abdullah, let's make sure.
And welcome to this breaking news report. Chaos has been unleashed in the Silvershine Zone as every single electropimp stationed on the Falcor 6 network has shut down. This has caused many people to start salvaging parts of the inactive robotic pimps and has also caused customers to find a way to get services without paying and rob the headquarters. Pimping outpost employees are legally selling their prostitutes to the black market and the pimps are getting their crack stolen by Uber crackheads. Bob is on the scene at a Falcor 6 pleasure outpost, which are Falcor 6's promotional shuttles offering any kind of sexual service. Bob!
Tim, I can barely hear you!
Bob, what's going on?
What?
What's going on? It sounds crazy over there.
Why, Tim, it is crazy. Behind me, people are stealing everything in here. From the robots and any parts that can be removed to the ship's equipment and even down to the prostitutes on board.
Prostitutes are being kidnapped?
Yes, Tim. They're going like free hotcakes.
Now, Bob. Bob?
Yes, Tim.
We at the News 88 headquarters have tried to contact the Falcor 6 superiors, but without success. Any luck on your side?
No. In fact, nobody has gotten hold of any Falcor 6 superior in the last hour. Perhaps they're ignoring our calls or having some sort of issue there.
Our staff has been wondering why their beacons are all out.
Tim, I'm getting a breaking update here. The auto-sex machines originating from Falcor 6 have all shut down. Many of these machines' customers are trapped in the disabled vessels.
Interesting, Bob. We were getting reports of malfunctioning auto-sex stations about 1 hour ago when this all began. Well, Bob, thanks for your time.
No problem there, Tim.
Well, you've heard it from the reporter on the scene. All the electropimps and the auto-sex stations based at Falcor 6 have now been somehow disabled, and chaos has filled the cosmos. More on this as we receive the information. I'm Tim Shepherd for News 88. Have a nice day.
I'm really baffled.
By what, Dwayne?
The station. Why did it shut down?
Yeah, the news are saying everything that comes from Falcor 6 did the same.
Everything?
Manual, the pimps, the stations, everything.
Did they give any explanation over there?
Well, dude, no one can contact them. It's like they shut everything down on the planet.
Damn it, this can't be good.
Not at all, man. Think we should head back over there and check up on them?
Damn, I really hope they're okay. They bring me so much business. Yeah, that's a good idea. Eddie, set course for the Falcor system.
Yeah, I got you, Captain.
Meanwhile, Buster, come with me.
What is it?
Come, let's get out of the bridge so we can discuss this in private.
What's up, man?
Go get the map. I'm going to start looking into this key thing. If that thing is going to have a single use, it'll be to threaten Gino.
How?
I'll threaten to use the key and cleanse the zone if he doesn't get in line.
You think he's gonna buy that?
Well, if we can find the key, maybe it'll be more persuasive.
Here, this corridor. It's in that small stockroom.
Where?
On the cupboard.
Aha, I got it. Okay, let's turn this thing on.
Here, hand it over. I actually looked at it a bit yesterday. I was trying to see how far we have to go. Hang on a minute.
What?
Dwayne, did you use this thing?
No, I didn't.
Dude, this can't be.
What?
This device has been erased, man. The map's gone.
What?
Gone. Oh. Here, look, the log says... What?
What? Tell me you can recover this.
No! Some fucking moron made a copy of it, but instead of copying the files, this moron moved them!
We lost our map because of cut and paste?
Yes! Or so the log says.
That fucking asshole!
Who?
Who else? Gino! He somehow found out a way to connect to it and do this! I'm so gonna fucking kill him! Come!
Where to?
Back to the bridge. Eddie, after we visit Falcor 6 and figure out what the hell's going on, I want you to head right for the Clayton system.
Yeah, man, isn't that a crazy place to go to?
Yes, but we've got to go. I suspect Gino might be hanging out there.
Meanwhile, back on Earth, the news networks are raving about Jesus' return.
And welcome to Jesus Watch 24/7, where we watch Jesus at his home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, live. Right now, Aldo, could you please zoom in on the bathroom's window on his second floor? There, right there. We see Jesus, oh my God, shaving his beard. Or Lord, wait, he's opening the window. Is he going to speak words of wisdom to us? Holy Jesus, please guide us to heaven.
Stop fucking filming me! You're distracting me and I can't shave! I keep cutting myself!
But Jesus, use your powers to heal the cuts!
I can't do that shit! Can't you see? Find something better to do! I'm about to shower next! You want a close-up on my holy dick?
As you see in the back,
asshole?
Jesus has a
Leave
lot of anger against the world
alone.
As they have not followed his guidance. Everyone needs to pray and visit his home for further guidance.
The NSS 421 has now arrived near the Falcor system. As the news had told, the Falcor system beacons were not responding and the crew needed to guide themselves to the area using a star map and manual piloting.
Okay, Eddie, try opening comm again. We're really close. In fact, we should be seeing something any second.
Yeah, I'm trying. Dwayne, there's something wrong here.
What?
You know their security post?
Oh shit, we passed it. But we didn't see anything.
It's gone. Yo, Captain, he's right. In fact, they're all gone. All four of them.
Holy shit.
What? What is it, Buster?
Look.
Fuck. Oh, man, this... What the...
Yo, what's going on, man?
Captain, they lost battleship game.
Battleship, whatever it was, these planets are... There's nothing. There's nothing left.
Yo, Captain Man, what the fuck?
What?
Analysis shows that these planets have been eaten clean away. There's nothing left but the planet, the surface, and everything on it has been eaten away.
Falkor 1 to 7? The whole system? Holy shit! No wonder the electropimps from here are failing.
Eaten away at. Nothing left, all gone. God damn!
Okay, crew, keep your heads together. Eddie, set course for Clayton like yesterday.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But Dwayne, shouldn't we find out what caused this first?
Buster, do you remember how Gino does business?
He's like dirty. Okay, dirty is an understatement. He's a filthy New York City radioactive garbage mutation experiment. But I don't know, man. The whole system...
Anyway, where else do we go to? The police? Oh, help me, Mr. Policeman. The place that had hose is gone.
Good point.
Clayton was the Silvershine Zone's high-class system. It was also the headquarters of Dwayne DeVal's biggest competitor. The drug ring run by the people on the planet Clayton C has always been a big obstacle in Dwayne's operations. Their methods were low, dirty, and damaging for their opponents. In earlier years, this ring had gone as far as getting the habit of hijacking half of Dwayne's cargoes. For the last months, the action between these two parties has almost disappeared due to a sudden skyrocketing increase after a rugged price war that put prices lower than the ground on drugs such as acid and crack. The demand became so high, both rings became too busy struggling to get their next shipment to satisfy the overwhelming demand and did not have enough time to play tricks on each other. This is only temporary. It's only a matter of time before the Clayton drug ring takes another low stab at Dwayne's ring, and Dwayne suspects that Gino LaCopa might be conspiring with them and obtaining more resources to establish his new space business.
Yo, Captain! We're approaching Clayton C! I've been following their beacons, but they just went off, yo!
Their beacons?
Holy fuck, Dwayne!
What?
Computer, close up on Clayton A!
Shit! What? Man, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, I can't fucking see what you guys are looking at. Can one of you describe something, please?
Eddie, this is fucking scary.
Eaten away.
Completely. Clayton B and C as well. Gone. Balls of dirt.
Captain, why everyone lose battleship?
Sven, I have no idea. Buster, I don't know, man. I've never seen anything like this.
But man, you've been around these areas for years. You've got to know something. Any ideas?
Nothing is coming back to mind. Whole planets eaten clean away. I don't know, man.
Yo, where do we go, Captain?
Get out of here.
To where?
Out. Out of the Silvershine Zone. Past Maltrio and stop at the outposts. I'm not leaving my starship in a place that...
Yo, Captain, there's a floating piece of debris.
Scan it.
Holy crap, Dwayne.
What?
Look at this.
Oh, man. Is that LaCopa's ship?
Well... A piece of it, whatever's left of it. There's one small deck left. It's sealed and there's one life form alive in it. The rest of the ship was, like, eaten.
Fuck, dude. Not good. Sven!
Yes, Captain? Tug their, battleship. Attach playing pin cables or something.
Yes, Captain!
You're towing them?
Oh, of course I am. I'm not sending anyone out the ship with this shit happening out here. We're getting out of here before we can figure something out or at least find out what's happening. And as soon as we're out of this shithole, we'll go get the survivor.
Why have both the Clayton and Falkor systems' planet surfaces, along with everything on them, been eaten away clean? Did Gino perish along with everything else on Clayton C, or is he the cause of all this mysterious destruction? Who copy-pasted the map, or cut and paste the map? Is Gino also responsible for this? What would be his motives? Where is Haley? Why did he not return to the NSS 421 after escaping? Has he grown a brain? Knowing that returning to the ship would have been a bad idea because the Falkor officers would have found him in no time? Or did he just want to go somewhere and get some more crack? Find out on the next and final episode of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is produced by Budweiser and is recorded at BDO Studios in Montreal, Canada.
By drug parts, we mean toasters.
Right on, but toasters lack on acid. Did you ever try drinking gasoline?
Why, no, I haven't.
Check this out.
Looks refreshing. You know, that vomit's gonna make a whole lot of people happy.